Hello.
Hey, is Siri Datar available?
Speaking.
Hey, Siri Datar, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, we spoke the other day. I just wanted to follow up here and see if there's any update on that application package I sent over to you.
Nothing's changed.
Okay, but were you able to receive it?
As far as I know, I can check.
Yeah, sure. And because when we spoke. I was just trying to see if you were able to, just get a move on and see, filling out that application and send it over our way and, see what we can do for you over here.
Well, I'm not going to fill out an application until I think I might need it.
Okay. And do you have any expectation on that time frame, maybe?
Well, right now and I have been in touch with Quicken Loans,
Oh, okay.
and there's some paperwork that I had to. For a home mortgage, there's some paperwork that I had to have done, which is now done. So I'm trying to reconnect up with Quicken Loans. And if they're too busy, I'll definitely consider giving you a call.
Okay, and how much are you looking for to get out of from them?
There's a figure here that says 84,000.
Okay, got it. And just trying to understand their process. How long does it usually take for you to figure out whether you've been approved for that or not?
Well, I don't know. It's supposedly it's a few days.
Okay, got it. And you said there's quite a bit of paperwork involved with that?
Well, I think I've gotten most of it done. It's 2 years worth of IRS tax forms.
Oh, wow. They ask for quite a bit, don't they? Yeah, because that's why I was asking is I was just wondering if you had taken a look at that email that I sent over to you and just kind of understood what the necessities are that we ask for and the particular documents that we need in order to kind of progress through our application process.
Yeah, I read over it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to check in on that. And you said if Quicken is just like a little too busy or if things don't quite work out, you'll maybe send that over my direction.
Right.
Okay, and
I'm still going through the all my many emails that I have. I had Microsoft come in and they said, "Oh, we're going to fix all your things," and so they fixed my email to their convenience. And now when I try and look at something, it's like, "Oh, okay, it takes me forever."
Yeah, it can always take a while. You might be a little congested with a bunch of emails there, huh?
No, I try and clean them out daily, but they still. I remember the first thing I noticed about your email is that it said Russell, or the column that.
Yeah, is it making it a little easier to find for you?
Well, I would think so. Oh, there it is, Russell Parker,
Yeah.
Working Capital Application. Okay, one page app attached, most recent 6 months business bank statements, business tax return if you don't have 2015 yet, which I just got like a few days ago.
Okay.
And then once everything is in, we can get you approved in 24 hours and fund in 48.
Yeah, so it's a very quick process, and yeah, we don't require, it sounds like Quicken they needed the whole 2 years, so that's probably kind of, why you definitely needed to get that.
Well, when I originally explained the situation to them, I was trying to find funding, low interest funding for covering taxes from 2014 and then 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the bookkeeper failed to be upfront with me. He said, oh yeah, you're going to have some penalties. He didn't tell me penalties would be $14,000 for 1 year.
Oh wow, yeah, that's definitely kind of heavy.
Oh wow, yeah. When you're doing 14,000 in penalties on 37,000 in taxes, it's like, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden it turns into 51,000. That's cruel.
Yeah, no, that definitely adds up pretty quick. So what were those penalties on?
Failure to submit taxes, failure to pay late taxes, failure to... I mean, they had a whole list of things.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't get you, you know, 13,000, whatever, it just added up to $14,000.
Mm-hmm.
The bookkeeper tried to say, oh, it's like 15% or something. No, it was 30-some percent.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, and so that's kind of, you know, expecting if you are to go through with the Quicken loan here, that's kind of, you know, your expected use of funds is to pay off those penalties.
And that's what they told me right off the bat. They asked, what are you going to use your funds for? And I said, well, I need to catch up on taxes. Rather than have IRS come in after the fact and take everything, including the house, which was free and clear, do a loan on the house, and that way I get to keep the house and use the house, then IRS gets its chunk of flesh, and then I make monthly low interest monthly payments.
Yeah, well, because last time we spoke, I believe you said something about refinancing your house, right, in order to help out with that.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, you know, so that's the thing here. You know, we can definitely be kind of your backup route here if, you know, if everything doesn't quite work out with Quicken, or as well as maybe if you just want to kind of, you know, do them simultaneously here, and then you can kind of compare rates and amounts and, you know, the quickness of being approved, you know. So that's definitely somewhere that we can come in and help.
Okay.
So if you want to get started on that application process, and since you already
I don't, because I'm trying to make sure that I get all my things lined up in a row, so I can do whatever it says that they want me to do, and then if they say no, then I'll go on to something else.
Okay, and is there maybe a good follow-up time for me to get back into contact with you? Should I maybe check in a week?
You can do that.
Okay, sure. I'll give you another call, you know, a week from today. And is this a good time for me to do so?
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, so I'll give you another call next week, same time, same day, and just check in on how everything's going, you know, see what Quicken's doing for you.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day. This is Siri Tatar.
Bye.
All right, bye.